So the learning today should be a schus ilanishma sadir chavachayim hazavenshim shenarye, as well as a schus for a ilanishama for Rav Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should also be a schus for a refuah shleima for Chaim Moshe Yishuv b'malka Chaim Dov b'min Rachel Chanaleh b'Shein Dov Rachel and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those serving and protecting Eretz Yisrael and those in the makom sakon in Eretz Yisrael. So today we're going to finish the topic of Besaira and we'll start the topic of Bali Chayim. We learned yesterday in Besaira the idea that a person should look to give good news and good tidings to people, and especially Tamid Chachamim. And then we said that Gemilas Chasadim starts in the home, and that a person should not leave a family anxious without news if a person is for whatever reason delayed, or the family is worried for whatever reason. So at the bottom of page 315, Kol Kavel Dina Besaira Le Yesham Al Piv. He says, now how do you deal with bad news? He says, notwithstanding everything that we said, don't tell over bad news. Shari Amru Chazal say, Shemavasar B'Sayre Ra, Lava Kasavaymer, somebody who tells over bad news, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Maitzi Diba, someone who tells bad words, Huxil is a fool. Now, Pasha Pshat is talking about someone who Maitzi Diba, like Lashon Hara, but the Gemara understands it also talks about someone who gives over bad news. Amru Chazal, Shafilu Ashalech Lechavera, Leda Eza Davar, Lashiva Davar. Even if somebody sends a question to his friend to find out something, okay? So I'll give you an example. Someone's nebuch in the hospital, Leilenu, and you send a message or a text. How is he doing? Now it turned out that the person died. So what should you do? If a tshuva ra, if the answer is no good, lo yishivenu davar, you shouldn't reply yourself. Shem yishivin ala kalkala, don't bear bad news. So you have a rush nowadays. People like to be the first. People like to be the first to give out information. You have a good piece of juicy news, you like to post it on all your statuses. What he's saying is if it's a Baruch Dayana MS, let someone else do it. It doesn't have to be you. Now, sometimes you're the only person that knows. Lamashal, someone, it is a Levaya, and you want people to attend, and it's, let's say, a Rosh Yeshiva's Levaya. So it's not news about that the guy passed away, but it's more about that you want Kavod Torah, or it's a close family member, and people have to find out somehow. So, you know, in that case, yeah, maybe you would give over the news. But stop to say that someone passed away without any information about the Levaya or anything, it doesn't necessarily have to be you. And in general, bad news, don't rush to be the bearer of bad news. The Gemara in Megillah talks about the idea that you have Hasach, who's the messenger going back and forth between Mordechai and Esther. So basically, Esther sees that Mordechai is in sackcloth and ashes. She's in the castle. She has no idea about the gzeira against the Jews. So she sends a message to Mordechai and gives him new clothes to put on. Why is he wearing sackcloth and ashes? And Mordechai sends back to Esther the news of the decree. And he tells Esther to go in front of the king. And Esther responds that I haven't been called to the king in over 30 days. And everyone knows that whoever appears before the king is going to be killed. So Hasach does not want to go back to Mordechai with the bad news that Esther is basically refusing. And then obviously Mordechai responds, if you don't do this, this is why you became the queen. And if you're not going to do it, then we'll get a Hatzalah somewhere else. And unfortunately, you won't survive. But the idea is that Hasach is gone from the picture after the first two back and forths. So one pshat in the Gemara is that he was killed, that Haman realized he was going back and forth and he killed him. But the other pshat in the Gemara is that Hasach did not want to be the bearer of bad news. And even though this was necessity, but still there was someone else who could give the news. And so Hasach sent someone else in his place. Like we said, sometimes there's this time-sensitive need. You got to give over bad news. Like, for example, we talk about the idea of someone's, let's say, sick, and you know, you want people to be mispalel, right? And you need to tefillos, or there's a levaya, and you want people to show kavod hames, to show up. Yagadei lov beremez. Tell him, but with a hint, but if she oven me atzmai, so that he'll understand. Right? So you don't have to say he was passed away. You say something like, there's going to be a levaya for this person. So by saying there's a levaya, you're not saying directly that the person was nifter. You're basically, in a roundabout way, the guy figures out, obviously, if there's a levaya, the guy was nifter. Or you say the family is going to be sitting shiva. Again, not saying that so-and-so was nifter, but saying that the family is sitting shiva. Obviously, the understanding is what they're, you know, what it is. Or you say a person's in need of tefillos, right? If you say that somebody's sick, instead of saying he has yana machlo, which is the direct bad news, you say such a person is in need of tefillos, and everyone should please be misbal and have in mind for so and so. Again, in a roundabout way. Well, yishla, send it through a guy. Rather than sending it through another yid. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that what you don't want done, don't do to someone else. And obviously, people don't like hearing bad news. And Laisha writes, this only applies when you don't have to tell it to him suddenly. In other words, it says, obviously, if you're dealing with a sensitive person, so then you have to do it in a seichel-dikah way. So then maybe you should be the one to give the news. If you are going to be like we said, the Serach Bas Asher, that's the only one that could give the news in a certain way without the person having a heart attack or fainting, and it needs to be done in a sensitive manner. So then Einochanami, then that's your place to step in and do it. But short of that, you don't necessarily have to be the person to do it. Avi, you'll probably know this because Rabbi Reisen must have said this a bunch of times. I heard this from him. But he said, someone has to give the Malkus and Beis Din, right? It's a mitzvah to give Malkus to Beis Din. Rabbi Reisman always used to say this. You don't have to be the guy giving Malkus. Don't worry, someone else will go and he'll give the Malkus, and whoever deserves it will get it. But Reisman always said, it doesn't have to be you, right? Someone else will. So if you hear bad news, you hear Nebuch, someone was nifter, so what? Someone else will post it on their status, or CBN will post it, and everyone will find out. You don't have to be the one that you have to feel the sachrayas, that you have to spread the news immediately. Okay, let's just start. Bali Chaim, just this one short paragraph here. So we're talking now about the rachmanis that a person should have on treating animals. Amr Chazal, Tzar Bali Chaim de'araisa, that the Gemara in Shabbos says that not causing distress to an animal is a de'araisa. In fact, you have to feed your animals before you eat yourself. Like we're medayik from the pasuk. The pasuk says in Shema, "V'nasati esav first, and then v'chalta. So before you eat, you have to make sure that your animals are fed. Shame tluyim boy, because they depend on you. Whereas you depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So essentially, your own food is not your responsibility. You know whose responsibility this is? Going back, something we learned many times. If God gave you life, God has you have the ability to demand from God. If you gave me life, you have to give me mezainis. But that means it's not your responsibility. It means God has to figure out a way to feed you. But your animals, that is your problem. That is your responsibility. And so first you deal with what's your responsibility, which is feeding your animals, and then you'll worry about something that's on God's plate, which is feeding yourself. And the story is told in the times of the Ari that there was someone who was punished that his children died. Why? Because he inadvertently caused pain to some small baby chickens. That there was a basket that enabled them to climb up after their mother. The ishta without realizing it, the guy's wife removed the basket, the nenash. And so apparently the Arizal understood that this person had caused tsar to the chicks, because he caused tsar to the chicks, so therefore he had this severe punishment. Obviously, it had to be someone who was on a level where he needed this type of kapara, with this type of punishment. But the point is, we have to be very, very careful when it comes to animals. We tend to look at animals for the most part, especially if we don't like cats or dogs or raccoons, or not skunks. Skunks is more upstate, but opossums, right? So we look at them as annoyances, and we want to chase them away, and we throw rocks at them. It should be done with a little bit more, I guess, hesitation, and probably asking a shaila of maybe what's the best way to deal with it, and not just automatically assume that, hey, I can go and throw a rock at it, and who cares? It's just a dumb animal anyway, and what's the difference if it gets hurt or it gets harmed or it feels pain?